It's been a big couple of months for fans of prying open tombs and checking out the remains of dead celebrities of Spain's history. In August, scientific and religious authorities cracked open the casket. Actually, it was the tomb, it was the stone tomb of Saint Teresa of Avila to assess how the alleged incorruptibility of her deceased body was holding up. In addition to that, her arm and other parts of her body, which were, I'm not sure if I should say scattered, but located in different areas, literally around the country, were brought there too for further inspection. The mummified corpse has been hailed by church members for its, what I mentioned before, incorruptibility. That is, with very little decomposition, it's almost completely intact. And it seems that it is still that way since the last time they took a peek at her back in 1914. The initial statements from the experts also point out to the fact that she probably suffered from severe kyphosis or a curvature in the back, in the spine. And she also had difficulty walking due to a plantar fasciitis, which is an affliction I can surely relate to 100%. Anyway, the study is still underway as the body has been taken to Italy for further investigation, so we'll have to wait for the final report. And then a couple of weeks ago, the Spanish state television channel aired a program that sort of blew the doors down of one of the most famous and controversial figures in history, Christopher Columbus. And in addition to that, one of the greatest mysteries associated with him, his land of origin. Now, like most people, I grew up convinced he was from Genoa. Convinced because that was conventional wisdom. Bears hibernate in the winter, bananas turn brown in the fridge, and Columbus was Italian. There was simply no doubt about that. I later discovered that there was sort of a mystery about where he actually was from, but for the most part, it seemed like it was all but a given that he was Italian. Fast forward to my arrival in Spain many, many years ago, and before you know it, different regions from this country were asserting that they happened to be the home of the famous navigator. These included Catalonia, Castile, and Galicia, amongst others. In fact, I can remember hearing for the first time about when they told me that Galicia might be one of the places he was actually from. I really thought it was a joke to begin with, but there's actually a small town named Pollo where there's supposedly a home where the discoverer of America came from. And you can now visit that alleged house as well as a museum which has been recently built and opened. And then on top of that, there were countries like Portugal who also figured among the possible candidates. And that made some sense, at least. In fact, some 20 individuals from 20 different countries in all have put forth at least one theory tracing the origins of Columbus back to their homeland. As you can imagine, most of them are all but absurd. Anyway, the latest twist in this never-ending plot is that he may have been, in fact, a Sephardic Jew from the Eastern Iberian Peninsula. Sephardic is the term used to describe the Jewish community that lived on the Iberian Peninsula before they were expelled in 1492. And according to this new documentary by Spain's national TV channel, that was his origin. The show was broadcast on October 12th, the day of Spain's national holiday marking the arrival of Columbus's expedition to the Americas, and it was called Columbus's DNA, His True Origin. And it followed forensic medical expert José Antonio Lorente as he studied multiple hypotheses regarding the origin of the famed explorer and contrast the information with scientific and historical evidence. The documentary concluded that the most plausible theory is one maintained by a Catalan architect who has dedicated many years trying to demonstrate that Christopher Columbus, or Cristobal Colón, as they say in Spanish, was a Jewish man from the region of Valencia, which is on the Mediterranean coast of eastern Spain. That said, some in the scientific community, however, have expressed skepticism about the methods and scientific rigor that Llorente employed, and highlighted the fact that Llorente's findings have not been presented for peer review yet. Llorente has researched Columbus's origin for the past 22 years, since the time in 2003 that they took out his bones and the bones of his son, Hernando, and those of another relative, which they thought at first was his brother, but now seem to think it was a more distant relative. We're talking about Diego, or Diego de Colón. In the documentary, he considers a number of theories about the origin of Columbus, examining them against the DNA evidence and historical records. The program's angle is almost like that of a reality show rather than a rigorous scientific presentation. One by one, the story of several theories claiming that Columbus was born in present-day Spain are addressed, and the main proponent of each theory is called into Madrid, where they are informed that the DNA from individuals associated with the theory does not match the DNA of the remains of Columbus and his son Hernando. The final round comes when the results are presented to this Catalan architect named Francesc Albanader, who argued he was Jewish and possibly of Catalan origin, but most likely from Valencia. Llorente met him in his garden, as Albanader was still ill, or had been quite ill with leukemia, and was sort of lucky to be alive, and he confirmed for him their findings, much to the great satisfaction of the architect. So there you have it. After more than 20 years of research and investigating, the scientific team believes beyond a shadow of a doubt that the conclusions they have reached are the correct ones, irrefutable. What they don't seem to be able to pinpoint for sure is the exact location of the birthplace of Columbus, though they think it was probably around Valencia. He may even have been a part of a family of silk weavers. That would have made sense in certain ways, because that was a very important industry in Valencia at the time. Now, the Jewish theory would help explain his good connections with the royal family, and also the motives he had for hiding this fact. The Jews were at the time under near constant persecution. Many were forced to convert, and the sinister policing system known as the Inquisition was trying to root out fakers. Now, if Columbus was to make it in Spain, he would have to reinvent himself as someone else. So the argument goes that talk of Genoa was there to distract his audiences. The Jewish theory would also all but rule out that Genoa theory, according to the film, because the Jews had been expelled from there centuries before, and that there were virtually none living in the city at the time, and only about 10 to 15,000 living in all of Italy, or mainland Italy at the time. If you contrast that number against the 200,000 Sephardic Jews living in Spain at the time, the likelihood of him being an Italian Jew was practically nil. Or that's what they say, at least. As you can imagine, the revelation has annoyed the believers of the other alternatives, and the program was criticized by experts for launching their results before having them subjected to peer review in a scientific or medical surrounding. In theory, that is supposed to come soon, but the absence of this all-important step has left many experts scratching their heads. In short, they say that they haven't had a chance to see the data. The reality show style used in this documentary, combined with the missing proof, has cast a shadow of doubt on the announcement, or in the very least allowed experts to reserve the right to withhold an opinion until they can have a better look at things. Other leading scholars on the subject will surely want to weigh in. Nonetheless, the news captured international attention for a day or two, but with times being what they are these days, the history-changing assertion quickly got lost in the shuffle and was forgotten. Once again, this doesn't mean it isn't true. It may very well be, but we'll just have to wait and see. Now, to be honest with you, I wasn't a big fan of how they decided to present this story, that contest way of presenting things, that sort of reality show feel to it, sort of looked like the final of something like MasterChef, and it sort of took away from the academic seriousness of the topic, and even came across as a little bit tacky at times. That was obviously the producer's choice, I guess. They opted for entertainment over something a little bit more rigorous. But there were some pretty interesting things there. The most interesting part for me was to get an inside look, or at least a closer look, at the different theories from the different parts of Spain and Portugal. These are not just mere legends, as I sort of felt many of them were, but they were the product of lengthy research and investigation, often led by one curious individual, or in some cases, entire associations, who have turned it into a sort of lifelong passion. You had this Portuguese theory, the Castilian theory, the Galician theory, the Agote theory, which is in Navarra. Then you had the Prince of Viana theory and others. Now, many of the proponents, when they learned the truth or the sad truth, went away disappointed with the results. But most looked as if they weren't entirely convinced, and I could sort of get that. After all those years of work and research and belief, I didn't think they were going to accept it too easily. And of course, you have all these scholars from other parts of the world who also believe heavily in the Italian theory, regardless of the assertions on that show. So, rest assured, there are plenty out there who will not have easily given in to this most recent development. So the show was an experience to watch, and it made some interesting points. And Lorente, the man behind it all, is unquestionably enthusiastic about his job, this project. And he and his team may be right in the end, who knows? But the debate for the moment is still on. And anyway, that will be all from our podcast by Brian Spain Domain. We hope you've enjoyed it. Please feel free to leave us any comments or questions, because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, Spanish culture. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. You can also check us out on our YouTube channel and support us by subscribing. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.